This is a Discovery Church podcast. Every heart found in Jesus' story. Wherever you are in your journey of faith, we pray that this message brings you deep encouragement. If you would like to get involved in the life of our church, head over to discoverychurch.com.au or check out our social media or YouTube channel.
Good to be with you this cold morning. Really excited to bring the word again and finish off our Together series. Just quick prayer point for me and my family this week. I'm away on Crossway Baptist Church Youth Camp from Monday through to Friday, which I'm really excited to be going and sharing and preaching. This is my first message of six this week. So looking forward to preaching to, I think, about 500 plus young people, teenagers this week. And so I'd really love your prayers as I go and minister over there, but also prayer for my family. Because every yes I say to a ministry thing is a no somewhere else. And so my wife's holding down the fort at home with our two little boys. And so prayer for protection and covering, and prayer for me as I go and share, really believing that God's going to move powerfully in the lives of young people. So that would be amazing and awesome if you could pray for me and my family this week. And I've got a bit of a left turn message, a bit of a left like switch of mode, if it were. And so, you know, we've been going through the book of Philippians this series, and I was meant to be preaching on the last section of Philippians today, which is essentially Paul thanking the church for partnering with him and partnering in his troubles in the gospel. And, you know, I was going to bring a message on that. But last week I was at a prayer and worship night where I felt God put the book of Jonah on my heart and a message in and out of that book. And so we're actually going to take a left turn and we're going to open up the word to Jonah today. And the message this morning is called Called Again. And so I want to encourage you. I've got a word I feel the Lord's put on my heart. But before I jump into that, just want to pray, set the foundation for God's Spirit to move, and then we'll jump into the word. Is that all right? Awesome. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. We're thankful that you are with us this morning, that you are mighty to move, mighty to save. And so, Lord, we pray as we open your word that you would open our hearts, soften our hearts, Lord, make our hearts soil that is ready to take in the word, which is seed that will grow and flourish in our lives, Lord. So we pray that as we open your word in obedience and with open hearts and open minds, that you would speak to us. So pray all these things in your name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. The book of Jonah. I want you to just pause before you go on. I know we've all heard, or most of us throughout our years have probably heard the story of Jonah. Even if you're not from the church, you've probably heard the story of Jonah. But I just want you to pause and not go too far ahead in the story, because, you know, I grew up in Sunday school and this was like one of the ones that we spoke about quite a lot. But I just want to give you some context behind the book of Jonah before we jump into it. Book of Jonah is written in the 8th century BC during the reign of Jeroboam, the king, Jeroboam II. And this is a season in the life of Israel which is marked by prosperity and particularly expansion. Now, that word expansion, if you are a part of the life of Discovery, would sound very familiar to you, because there's been a prophetic word that Jody preached over us many years ago now, where our church was actually heading into a season of expansion. So for me, like coming in, I'm actually a part of that expansion. This service is a part of that expansion that's going on. And many of you who are in this room would be a part of that expansion. And I want to bring a message around the book of Jonah, because it's a very interesting story that we actually need to go deeper in. And so I just want you to pause before we go into the part that we all know and we all remember. But we find in this book of Jonah, Jonah is the son of another prophet called Amittai. And his father actually prophesied the restoration of Israel's borders during a time of conflict, during a time of quite big challenge. The people of God in Israel were put under pressure and challenged. And Jonah's father was prophesied to the nation that the borders would be restored. And now, under the rule of Jeroboam II, they are finding that they're in a season of growth, expansion, and fruit. And I just want to take a moment to honor the leadership of our church because I know the history of our church. I haven't been a part of this church for too long, but I've definitely heard the history from years and years ago. We sometimes like to think that churches just go upward and to the right all the time, but we've had amazing fruitfulness happen in the life of this church, but we've also had some really hard times. And I just want to take a moment to honour Matt, Jody, Beck, the board, for their leadership in this season because they have led and sowed seeds many years ago that are the result of the fruit that's happening today. So could we just honour our leadership, our board, our senior leaders? But in the midst of our vision offering, I wanted to just bring this message to close out because the thing that we often think, and this is, you know, the primary purpose of vision offering is we actually want to encourage you to partner with the work that God's doing all around the world. We want to partner with the organizations and the people and the work that God is doing outside of us. And so that's 100% the primary purpose. But one of the secondary things is actually to encourage you and inspire you that mission doesn't just happen overseas. It can happen here, there, everywhere. It can happen in your work. It can happen in your school. It can happen with your neighbor. It can happen on the very streets that you reside and live in. And so part of the point of vision offering is to not just give towards mission and go, cool, I'm done. I've done my missional stuff for the year. But it's actually to inspire you to live a life of mission. And in fact, it's actually, some of you are going, well, what's my mission? What's my mission? I just want to reframe it. I didn't say this in the last message, but it's actually to live a life in co-mission with God. And so actually God is calling you to partner co with Him in the mission of unfolding His kingdom in this world. And just like in this book, Jonah finds himself in this season of expansion, in this season of growth, in this season of fruit in the life. And what can happen in a season of growth and fruit in the life of a kingdom in Israel in this perspective is we can go, okay, where is God calling me? And I hope it's just here. I hope it's just here. Just picture this. Jonah's father prophesied the restoration of the border. So Israel have now found themselves in this season of growth and expansion and fruitfulness. And Jonah's now sitting go, what is the word of God for me? What is my call? What is God calling me to? And we find right here in Jonah 1 verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come before me. This would have been the worst thing for Jonah to hear. Not Nineveh. Anywhere but Nineveh. But what is really clear from this passage of scripture is that a season of expansion must always be followed by a season of extension. What is the point of God expanding a church, growing a church, bringing fruit out of the life of a church if it doesn't then result in more faith, in more trust, in more hope in the work of Jesus? If I want to tell you something. If you want to know if a church is about building empire or building kingdom, see what they do with their expansion. So when a church is growing and when a church is fruitful and when a church is seeing amazing things happen, which we are in right now, see what they do with their expansion because the risk that we run is we just want to keep it all inside. We got a good thing going here. We like what's going on in our midst. Let's just not do anything that might disrupt that. But in fact, God's purpose is not that expansion would just be to grow our empire, but to extend His kingdom on this earth. And so I want to tell you this morning that God is inviting us not just to have a season of expansion, but that expansion would lead to an extension of God's kingdom in this world. And this is the challenge because Jonah is sitting here and going, not Nineveh. Not Nineveh. That is the last place that I want to go. And what can happen when we're called and when God invites us to be a part of what He's doing, it sometimes doesn't align with what we, our plan, our will, our way. And what we do then is we go, okay, what are all the reasons why I shouldn't go there? Why shouldn't I Like, what are the reasons? And I want to give you seven reasons why Jonah would have sat there and gone, not this place. Not here. I don't want to go here. First one is that they're notorious. Nineveh are known for their cruelty, for their violent behavior. A prophet of God is like, man, I don't want to go to that place. There may be an element of fear that rises up in him going, I don't want to go there. That's not the place I want to go. These people are known for this sort of behavior. Why would I want to go there? Secondly, they're idolaters. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus, even though Jesus hadn't come. But they were known, long-standing tradition of not following God and worshiping things of this earth. They're idolaters. They're the last people that you want to speak to. Thirdly, they're a national enemy. Do you want to know why those borders were built? Because of these people. The borders around Israel, the threat that they were under, were because of the Assyrians, and Nineveh were a part of that. And so a prophet of, he would have been frustrated because I'm a prophet of God. And you want to know something? The only prophet of God in scripture who was called to people outside of Israel, Jonah. Why would I go to my national enemy? Why would I go to the people that are against me? Why would I go to the people that are against God? Jonah would have been thinking all of these things, but even more than that, Jonah would have had a bit of an ego about it. His ego and pride came into the equation because he was like, why would I go there, God? Because I know you're so good. I know you're so merciful that you would forgive them, that you would do that, and they do not deserve that. His ego got in the midst of that. And I want to tell you, ego will always edge God out. Do not let ego take hold in your life because it will always push God out of the equation. Jonah knew that God would forgive. Jonah knew that God was willing to forgive and show mercy to Nineveh. And so he didn't want to go. He didn't want to be the messenger. Jonah also would have desired vengeance. Probably people who he knew, his father's friends, his friends, probably generationally, there would have been people who maybe would have been killed by these very people. And Jonah probably thought that he wants to take justice out of God's hands and put it in his hands, which would be outworked in vengeance, which is you get what you give. You do what they do to you. He wouldn't have wanted to see them saved. He wouldn't have wanted to see them come into God's story because it's like, why? They hurt people that I love. They hurt people that I know. Sixth, he would have been exiled. He was called out of his borders, away from his people. He would have been by himself. He would have been alone. He would have been outnumbered, outmanned. He would have been exiled. And finally, it was a hopeless task, he felt. Like, he knew God was able to forgive and knew God was able to bring mercy, and he didn't want to actually see that, but more so, he would have sensed this hopelessness about the task. He's like, why would God call me to do something that's impossible? He would have doubted that the Ninevites would have actually repented. He would have doubted that. He's like, man, why? They would not do that. That is the last thing they would do. And why have you called me to go to that place where they're notorious for hate, that they're idolaters, that they're my enemy, my ego. I don't want to deal with them. Send someone else. They've hurt people that I love. They've hurt people that I know. I'm going to be by myself. Nobody's going to be with me. And this is a hopeless task because nothing would turn these people. Isn't that what we do? We make excuses. And here's a little preacher thing. Here are the seven reasons why you wouldn't want to go to Nineveh. Right there. And I'll ask you some questions. Because the reality is all the reasons that Jonah came up with in his mind led him to run. I don't want to be a part of God's plan. I don't want to be a part of this story. And I ask you, what Nineveh are you running from? Where is it that God has called you that maybe you've run from? That you don't want to go? Have you run from your calling? Have you run from the purposes of God? What are your reasons for running? Be honest with yourself this morning. Maybe they are ego and pride. Those people don't deserve it. That person hurt me. How long have you been running from God? How long? Some people have been running from God for 10 years, 20 years, 30. Some people had a call from God in their teenage years and they didn't want to do it and they said no. And they've been running ever since. But I believe God has called this church to something greater. And I believe God has called you, each and every single one of us, to be a part of His story. But oftentimes I think the problem is not that if people are called or not, it's if we're obedient to walk into the call. And so Jonah, he gets called by God to go preach repentance, and he's seen the Ninevites and their evil, and he wants him to go preach that message, and he says, nah, I'm out. I'm going the furthest place I know away from where I am right now, and I'm going to run away. I'm gone. I'm out of here. And we know how the story goes. He gets on a boat with a bunch of fishermen and storms and waves, and all this bad stuff starts happening around him. And the fishermen then end up throwing him overboard because he's just a cause, and all these terrible things are happening around him. He's drowning, things are going, and he thinks that his story is ended. But here's the thing, in the scripture, it says God brings the storm. Whoa. Can I just maybe paradigm shift maybe the troubles and the things that you're going through today? Maybe the storms aren't the enemy trying to stop you, but maybe it's God trying to bring you back into His purpose. And this is the good news this morning, is that even though you're going through storms, even though you're going through trials, even though it seems like everything around you is going wrong and then your story has come to an end, God can use that to bring you back into His story. And if anything today, maybe today is a great fish moment for you, where God brings you in and actually says, I'm going to take you back to where you were called, and I'm going to bring you back into My purpose. So have you run from God? Have you run from Him? You know, when I was 16, I stuffed up, and I was, you know, I grew up in the church, around the church, and I knew God was working and had a plan for me and had a purpose for me, and I stuffed up and I moved from that plan. And I thought that my story was done. I thought that nothing could actually bring me back into the story. And I was reminded by one of our people in our church that there's no condemnation, those who are in Christ. And if you look into that word condemnation, when condemnation comes from the enemy, it means that you're not fit for the purpose in which you were built. And maybe the enemy is telling you a lie, that you are not fit for the purpose in which God has called you to. And in Christ, there is no condemnation, which means you are fit for the purpose that God has called you to. And maybe you're sitting here and go, I heard the call, I heard the purpose, I heard the vision, and I ran and I ran and I ran, and I didn't want to be a part of that story anymore. But I want to tell you this morning that the Lord is calling you back. The Lord is calling you again. You are fit for the purpose in which God has called you to. And so if anything that you can do this morning, in that great fish, Jonah turned to God, remembered the Lord, and he was brought back onto that shore and onto that sand and reminded that he is called, that what happened to him, the things that he did, the way that he ran, all the things that have happened into his life, God has brought him back and he is now called again by the grace of God. I want to tell you that by the grace of God, you are called again. Your story is not over. And Jonah in Jonah 3, verse 1 to 3 said, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. And you know the difference this time? Jonah arose and went. He walked into that. So could you just stand with me for a moment? I just wonder if you bow your heads as well in this moment. The good news this morning for you is this. Your failure, your mistakes, your running, your hiding, your disobedience, you walking away from the purpose and the plan of God don't get to define you. The good news is that Jesus came, that he died on a cross, and he rose again, so that no longer the banner over your life is your failure, is your mistake, is your decisions, is your disobedience. The banner over you is the cross of Jesus Christ. And because of the price that he paid, he is calling you again into his purpose, into his plan, into his life, and into his story. But the choice is still yours. Will you step in? Will you go? Will you live a life for him? I want to do something bold, and if we could just get the house lights down just a little bit, because I want to give people some privacy. And I mentioned when I was 16, I walked away. I ran away from the purpose of God, and storms and storms and storms happened around me and all just almost encapsulated my whole life. And then in a moment when I was 18, I turned my eyes to God and I realized that my purpose wasn't finished. And I turned and I responded to him and I went. And so I want to give you an opportunity this morning. Maybe you had a call from God. Maybe you got it many years ago, or maybe just recently, and you've been running from it, hiding from it, not wanting to be a part of it. I want to say that the Lord's calling you again, and this is your great fish moment where you can actually step out and start living that the call and the purpose that God has for you. And so if that's you, I just would encourage you to be bold. And our prayer teams are going to come up the front. And I want to invite you to just step forward. Take a step in here in front of your church family, in front of your friends, and take a step and be bold and go, hey, I'm no longer going to be stopped by the enemy's lies that are going on in my life. I'm no longer going to be held and bound by the things that surround me. I'm going to step out. I'm going to make a step for Jesus and say, I'm stepping forward for him. And so I want to encourage you, if you feel like you've walked away from the call, that you've been disobedient to God, and I want to tell you, God is calling you again back into his purpose. I want to invite you to step forward to the front here. Our prayer team are already here. And for those of you who aren't stepping forward, I want to encourage you to just begin to worship, begin to pray, begin to seek God and ask, hey, how can I be living in my call? So I want to create some space. I want to create some time. I want to just encourage you, do not waste this moment right here. I don't want you to waste this moment. I think this is just another Sunday. This is just another service. No, this is an opportunity for you to step out. Step into the call of God. Step into his purposes for you. And so let's pray. Lord, we thank you for each person who felt like they've walked away from God's plan, walked away from God's purpose. And we pray that by the power of your Spirit, that they would be reminded again that they are called and they are loved and they are not out, and what they have done has not defined them. And so, Lord, we pray in the power of Jesus that they would come, step out, be bold. We're thankful, Lord, that you call us, each of us, to be a part of your mission, commission with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Discovery Church podcast. It is our mission that every heart is found in Jesus' story. If you were moved by this episode, please take 30 seconds to share it on your social media. It only takes a couple of seconds to create life-changing impact.